So what I'm going to do today is going to, as Susan mentioned, be discussing the Crescent Holdings case, which was decided 2 years ago, almost to the day. It was decided on December 2nd, 2013. We've been dealing sort of with the aftermath of that holding, and sort of to some extent it has clarified certain things for us. So what I'm going to do is just to make sure that everyone in the room has the sufficient background to walk through the case, I'm going to talk about some background, defined terms and background information. Then I'm going to go through the case. Once we've gone through the case, I'm going to pause at that point to see if anyone has any questions. And then from there, I'm going to go through some additional points to consider with respect to the case and planning considerations. Even though we're going to have sort of a specified time period allocated to questions and answers, I really would prefer if we kept this as an interaction between us. And so if you have any questions along the way, please stop me, please ask questions, and you know, let's make it interactive. So by way of background, when partnerships grant interests, they typically do so in the form of either a profits interest or a capital interest. Partnerships may also grant equity in the form of options or may issue notional equity, such as unit appreciation rights, but we're not going to be discussing those forms of compensation. With respect to profits interest, what's a profits interest? Well, profits interest is an interest that if you test it immediately after the grant and you go ahead and you sell all of the partnership's assets, you satisfy all of its liabilities, and then you make a distribution to the partners, the holder of that profits interest would not be entitled to anything.